Chapter 7. Howard drove slowly up the drive of 410 Fayetteville Road and parked in the driveway to the park home. He looked at his watch and saw that the trip had taken not quite 3 hours. Linda looked straight ahead, avoiding the stares of the people clustered around the edges of the roped-off yard. She took a damp handkerchief out of her pocket and turned it over and over in her hand. She dreaded seeing the neighbors, the police, the newspaper reporters, and most of all, her brother. The sheriff watched from the backyard, then rushed out to the driveway and opened the car door for Linda. He held out his large hand and gently helped her out of the car. Linda took the sheriff's hand and accepted the whispered, "Sorry about your mom," greeting. She saw Sam Hugh leaning against a police car. His face was drawn and pale. "Oh, Sam Hugh, it's so unbelievable."
"I know. I keep going home and then coming back here. It doesn't seem true."
He put his arm around her and said,
"You look worn out."
He hadn't seen her since Thanksgiving, and her frailty shocked him. Something was bothering her, and it wasn't just being the mother of three little boys. "Hello, Sam Hugh," Howard said as he walked over. Sam Hugh slowly unwrapped one arm from his sister's waist and offered his hand. Neither man said anything, only a handshake and a polite nod. Sheriff Ball noticed this lack of friendship between Sam Hugh and his brother-in-law from Cabot. He took a notebook from his shirt pocket and made a notation of this coolness.
"Sheriff, if it's okay with you," Sam Hugh said, "I'll take Linda and Howard up to my house. I know you want to talk to Linda, but let her catch her breath before you start your interrogation."
"I do need to talk to you, ma'am," said the sheriff, "and I know you want me to find your mom's killer just as soon as I can. You go on up to your brother's, and I'll be there directly."
They crossed the street and walked up on Sam Hugh's porch. His front door stood ajar. Time had warped it, and half-hearted efforts to repair it had not been successful. It was one of many things Sam Hugh had let go.
"Welcome to my humble abode,"
he said as he pushed the door open for Linda.
"I see you still haven't repaired the front door," Howard said.
"Nope. Why should I? Who would want anything I have?"
"I would suggest that in light of what happened at your mother's house, yours should be locked, for God's sake."
Sam Hugh turned on the window air conditioner in the small living room.
"Sorry it's so hot in here. It'll cool off soon. I usually just keep the one in the kitchen on and stay in the back."
The house smelled of stale beer and cigarettes. Howard and Linda watched as Sam Hugh picked up a pillow and an old quilt from the couch and threw them in the corner. The dusty floor showed bare footprints, and dust balls lined the baseboard. Howard ran a finger across the coffee table.
"Why don't you hire someone to come in and clean this place?"
The air conditioner hummed while the three sat silently in the hot room. Howard unbuttoned the top two buttons of his shirt and fanned himself like an old woman might do. Sam Hugh and Linda looked at each other, and he winked. Sam Hugh moved from his chair over to the couch next to Linda. They'd never been close growing up. Once he had pulled the head off her favorite doll, and later, when she'd reached her awkward teenage years, he'd called her names like Olive Oil and Fig Newton. Sam Hugh was allowed to drive the family car, but she wasn't. She had to study hard to maintain the A's and B's that her mother demanded. He never studied, and always made A's, and all his teachers thought he was a genius. Ruiyan Park thought there was no one in the world as smart as her Sammy. And through the years, at home in Van Buren, Linda knew she was the inferior child. And she buried her resentment and anger deep inside while her brother ignored her and her mother controlled her every move. Linda could smell the whiskey on his breath and the familiar sour smell that told her he had drunk too much the night before. And she wondered what damage their mother had inflicted upon both of them.
"Did you hear anything last night?"
Linda asked.
No, I had some friends drop by. I was watching a movie, but nobody but me liked it.
You'll need witnesses. I guess you know that, Howard said.
Huh?
Sam Hugh rose from the couch and placed his hands on his hips.
You think I'm a suspect, do you?
Of course I do, and you know it too. The whole town knows about your arguments with Ruiyan. They were plenty loud. Hell, the neighbors called the police twice.
Who told you that lie?
Your mother called and told us all about you and your queer friends. She told us about the drinking and the pot, too.
You've always been a real pain in the ass, Howard. I suggest you shut your mouth.
Linda pulled on her brother's hand. Come on, you two. Please don't fight. Not now. For God's sake.